Rosie on the House, back with Nathan Angel, sales manager for Bellegarde Pavers. If you got a backyard project you're trying to tackle, give us a ring. Let us talk you through it. 1-888-767-4348.
Nathan, you mentioned a sale going on this morning. I've had a couple calls and texts, people wanting to know where to find you.
We are at 4601 North 42nd Avenue in Phoenix.
With products up to 40, sometimes 50% off retail.
And who knows right now, they could be out there wheeling and dealing.
Goes till noon.
Goes till noon today.
You don't have to have the capacity to bring a couple pallets home. That can all be arranged. Get out there and pick these overrun products that y'all are trying to clear out the yard.
Yeah, absolutely. We'd love to deliver them for you this week.
Very good. Again, the address one more time.
4601 North 42nd Avenue.
And that is till noon
till
today.
Till noon today.
So you can jump in your car and run out there and take a look at the products. And the other thing they could take a look at, will you have the display garden open for them to get over to?
Absolutely.
On the east side of the plant?
Absolutely. At our Highland facility, which is right across the street, that's essentially 4223 West Highland Avenue. We do have the design center, and it's actually going through some changes. We're adding in some new products we've launched. But yeah, it's an amazing display. It's open. 7 days a week during the normal sort of sunlight hours.
And you could see virtually every paver imaginable down in some section of that area.
Absolutely. Don't miss the little sidewalks off to the side. Everything that we make is down.
Yeah, you can see it actually in place, which a lot of people need to see it in place.
Very visual, yes.
Yeah. So again, that's
4223 West Highland Avenue.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit. You were correcting me. I'm getting corrected a lot today. I guess it's just a manifestation of it being my 39th wedding anniversary. It just all kind of comes
together.
But you were talking about while you were out at the sale this morning, you were listening to the show, and we took the call from the guy out in Gilbert, Mike, who was having some acrylic failure.
Absolutely.
On his pool deck.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're big fans of Cohills ourselves at Superlight. We recommend them all the time.
Yeah.
But I was also thinking, what an amazing opportunity to do exactly what you led everybody into the break with, which is overlay pavers. He could take that entire deck and just overlay it with pavers and not have it be a major challenge, including at the pool, because we also have a remodel pool coping that has a tail that goes down into the and covers the existing concrete deck of the pool.
Now, see, that is brilliant. Now, what do you do on the radiuses?
You will have to get handy with a saw.
Okay, so absolutely. You get the concrete saw and you just cut it to fit.
Absolutely.
But that's, folks, if you can picture it, you know, the pools we've installed for years had about a 4 or 4.5 inch bond beam slab that hung over the tile, and that was generally cool decked. Well, if we're going to lay a paver on top of our cool decking, you've got that edge to handle. So y'all have preformed this paver to come in and extend down over that. So to the eye, it's all one compatible finished product.
Absolutely. It's a 12-inch long product with a single bullnose on it. And then it has a 4.25-inch remodel tail that hangs down and covers that concrete deck.
Well, I wanted to talk overlays, but let's stay on the pool just for a minute. That overlay product, so how does that work? Does that mastic down at the pool edge?
Yes, you would. We recommend a polymer modified thin set there at the pool edge.
Okay, that's a fairly easy do-it-yourself product to manage and handle and work with.
Absolutely. And then behind it, it's the same height as our overlay pavers, 30 millimeters. So we would screed a thin layer of sand over top of the pool deck, the existing deck, and then lay the 30 millimeter pavers right on top of that.
And what does that thin layer of sand do when you're going over the top of concrete?
Well, we always recommend, I'm also, one of my roles is, it's very technical, but I love my responsibilities in terms of the ICPI, the Interlocking Concrete Pavement Institute, where we put together all the stuff for the industry. The sand is the bedding layer, but it's also a drainage layer. So any water passing through the sand joints, which is still very minimal, but water still passing through needs a way to drain out. It's also a way to make sure that we get a proper height, so it's going to be a bedding layer.
That gives you that little, I mean, what are you talking about? Well, how big a layer of sand are you putting down?
On an overlay, we recommend about a 1/2 inch.
Okay, so that does give you a little bit of play to deal with the inconsistencies in between slabs and construction cold joints or cut joints or the white cap expansion joints in the cool deck?
Absolutely, yeah. We really like to have pavers right on top of the concrete. It can create some height issues and some clicking. You might have some off height slab issues.
Okay, so the coping overlay at the swimming pools covers the inside edge of the cool deck. It all looks as one continuous product. You come back, and we generally line that pool with about a 30-inch decking area. How about if I wanted to expand out past that, make that transition from overlay to I can't use the overlay paver once I get back to the dirt, can I?
Absolutely, you can. It's strong enough to handle for residential situations like that. You would just go over your normal base and sand, moving on out.
What a great way to expand the area as long as you're overcoating it.
Absolutely. You're not challenged by the previous size or shape. You can get as big as you'd like.
So Mike and Gilbert, if you're still listening, you're going to make a run down to Coe Hills to talk to them about the acrylic top coat, but you might want to look at the paver overlays as well.
Absolutely.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.